Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. And now it's time to take a trip into the WNYC archives with the station's chief archivist, Andy Lancet.
This is the Municipal Broadcasting System.
New York City's own station, WNYC, in the city where more than 7 million people live in peace and enjoy the benefits of democracy.
Each week, Andy sends out a History Notes newsletter, which highlights some of the programming airing that week over the course of the station's history. Listeners can subscribe to the NYPR History Notes e-newsletter by going to wnyc.org/newsletters. This past week's History Notes were for October 11th, and Andy found some real gems from that date, from 1944 and 1968. Andy, take it away.
October 11th is a date in the station's history that evoked some creative content. For that day in 1944, the artist and host Frank Kleinholz spoke with the painter Nahum Chakbasov for the series Art in New York. This show first hit the station's airwaves on September 8th, 1943, and it looked at art in New York City from the perspective of those who make it and show it. And it featured interviews with painters, sculptors, gallery owners, and art critics. Here's a montage from the episode featuring the painter Chakbasov discussing his turn to abstraction.
There's art in New York. Paintings, prints, sculpture by the nation's best artists, your neighbors and mine. Works that can be seen in a dozen museums and a score of galleries. Each week at this time, artist Frank Kleinholz and an artist guest meet right here in your city station studios for an informal chat on a current exhibit or to discuss current trends in the world of art. Today, Mr. Kleinholz's guest is the painter Nahum Chakbasov. But we'll let Frank make the introduction, and here he is, Frank Kleinholz.
Thank you, Mr. Haywood. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that art in New York is fast becoming one of the major activities in our city. For some strange reason, the words painter and artists are used interchangeably. But believe me, there is a world of difference between the two. Not everyone who puts paint on a canvas is an artist. I think it would be a lot healthier for painting in our country if we occasionally challenged our painters to prove themselves artists, to prove by their work that they are creative, that they strive for the universal, that they know, understand, and apply the great traditions of the past to form the painting language of the present. I know many painters, but I know relatively few artists. One of the artists that I know and whose work I respect and admire is my guest, Nahum Chakbasov.
I went into the abstract because I wanted to extend my design and the scope and the power of the things that I felt as an artist that I wanted to bring out. I felt it was necessary to go into the abstract because that is the very basis of art. Although abstract art, for me, is insufficient.
Why?
Well, I think I have something more vital to say insofar as people and my world, my own idiom that I have now discovered is very important to me as an individual.
In other words, you want to make a comment on society also, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, because I feel that abstract art is the bone structure of work of art, and while it has proven adequate as a formal and aesthetic thing to some schools of painting, for me, I find it is only the skeleton itself.
That was Nahum Chakbasov speaking with host Frank Kleinholz on Art in New York in 1944. On October 11th, 1968, the station re-aired an interview with science and sci-fi writer Sir Arthur C. Clarke. He talks with Patricia Marks, who hosted the weekly series where she spoke with many creative minds of the 60s, including George Balanchine, Lorraine Hansberry, and many others. I should note that this Patricia Marks is not to be confused with the contemporary humorist Patricia Marks of The New Yorker. Now here, she discusses with Clarke his collaboration with the filmmaker Stanley Kubrick on the screenplay for 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm delighted to have as my guest today the famed science and science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke. Mr. Clarke is author of almost 40 books, which have been printed in some 30 languages and have sold about 5 million copies. He's also been awarded many prizes for his science writing and originated the concept of communication satellites. Mr. Clark's most recent nonfiction book, entitled The Promise of Space, came out this spring. Recently, he made his debut as a writer of screenplays by collaborating with the film director Stanley Kubrick on the spectacular MGM film about space exploration entitled 2001, A Space Odyssey. Mr. Clark, I understand that the screenplay for Space Odyssey was one of the first collaborations you've ever been involved with, and I wonder, how did this come about?
Well, when he'd finished Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick became very interested in space, and he decided that he would go on out into space, and he wrote to me early in 1964, asking if I had any ideas on the subject. He'd read a good many of my stories and books by then, and he said that he heard I was coming to New York, and could we get together and discuss a space project? And I cast around for ideas that would make a good movie, and I thought almost immediately of a short story of mine called The Sentinel, which I'd written nearly 20 years ago. And I suggested this to him, and we talked it over and expanded this into a complete screenplay and novel.
Of the great number of stories that you've written, why did you pick The Sentinel?
Well, I've written, in fact, about 100 short stories now. And The Sentinel, just, it was a very short story about the discovery on the moon of something which had been buried there millions of years ago by some extraterrestrial visitors. And this is found by explorers, by astronauts. And it is, in fact, a kind of burglar alarm which has been deliberately left there to detect the rise of intelligence on Earth. And when it's detected, it sends off a signal. And the story of 2001 really is tracing this signal to its source, to find out who put this thing there and why they're interested in us.
Again, that's Sir Arthur C. Clarke talking with host Patricia Marks in 1968. The New York Public Radio History Notes newsletter will get delivered to your email box every Friday, and you can subscribe to it by going to wnyc.org/newsletters. And to hear more past programs, click on the archived shows link at the bottom of the wnyc.org homepage. I bid you a good day.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.